Now, I want to say congratulations to the restaurant owner, Luke Mangan, because on Friday he held the Sydney Long Lunch. And boy, was it long. 650 people went along to lunch and tickets were affordable. I know that in Parramatta, the lunch, they were $30. In the city, they were $60. And there was entertainment. There were great vibes. And I'm here to tell you that the New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, was so impressed. He wants to make this an annual event and he wants the table to get longer and longer and longer. Luke Mangan's on the line. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having me.
How long can you make a table?
Very good question. Well, you know, the talk is to take it right down from Park Street down to Circular Quay. And we took it from Park. On Friday, we were at Park Street to Market Street, which did the 650.
So 650 people at lunch. Dominic Perrottet wants 10,000 people next time.
He does. And whilst going big and aiming big is good, it'll be a challenge. And obviously, we've got to, you know, cross some T's and dot some I's to make this happen. But if it happens, it will be pretty incredible. But I think, Ben, also, what we've got to remember is why we started this. And the reason we started this was to help every small business in the CBD to get out of the COVID impact.
Well, you certainly did that. I mean, you were literally stopping traffic on Friday. It's great for all of the restaurants along there, but I noticed as well, all of the businesses along George Street and surrounding streets, if you build it, they will come. If you've got thousands of people going along for a big lunch in the centre of George Street, well, all of those surrounding businesses benefit too.
100%. And that was the whole object of it. And supporting the music industry and getting performers playing that suffered as well. And all these retailers, as you know, from small cafes, restaurants, wine bars and retail shops as well, who suffered, would have benefited. And I hope, and I'll be just talking to a lot of them today to understand how they got success out of it as well. So it does expand and does make it bigger and it supports the whole CBD. And it was to get people back into the CBD. And Friday just felt like it was just incredible that the amount of people that came back into the CBD to see what was going on.
Yeah, well, I had that kind of Sydney 2000 feeling going on Friday when I was there because it was one of those days where I thought, I'm not going to forget this. It really felt like Sydney got its mojo back, and well done to you because you dreamt this whole thing, right? You were walking past an empty George Street one day and you thought, hang on a moment, we could do something here.
That's pretty much it. I had some discussions with the then Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, and how we could, because the government did a great job last lockdown in getting the CBD back up before we closed again in June this year. And we were trying to think of ways that we could do it. And I suggested a long table lunch and he agreed and I had to make some calls, obviously. And I didn't think we'd be able to stop the trams as we did, but we did. But I made some calls and got a lot of people on board to make it happen. Stuart Ayres was on board and people like that. That really connected the dots and we could stop the trams and make it very special to support a lot of businesses.
Yeah, well, you weren't stopping them for strike reasons. You were doing the opposite, which is pumping up business in the centre of Sydney, and we need that to continue. And I've got a feeling the long lunch will get longer and longer and longer. Congratulations, Luke.
Thanks, Ben. And a really good initiative. And I think the Premier and the government, Stuart Ayres, have done a great job to make this happen. Steve Cox from Destination New South Wales really made this happen with all the performers as well. So they did a fantastic job. Made a vision come true. And I'm glad it happened. And thanks for supporting it.
I mean, it all starts with an idea and you had it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Good
thanks
on you, mate. Merry Christmas. Well done to Steve Cox and the team at Destination New South Wales. And Dominic Perrottet doesn't muck around. He saw it. It worked. He says, let's make it even bigger.